Hey, this is Kim coming at you with a new little audio boo. And first let me say, oh goddamn Brazil, why did you have to be so good? Why couldn't you just let Chile win? Anyhow, I wanted to talk a bit about the last Space Monkey page, because I did a little audio boo yesterday, that a short one called Chile vs. Brazil before seeing the match and right after inking the page. And, you know, I had just finished the inking and you could probably hear the raging insincerity when I said the page was good or something to that extent. Because my gut feeling was that the page was crap. Really, truly crap. But my girlfriend was there and she said that she liked it, so I thought, ooh, maybe I'm wrong. And then I posted it because I didn't have time to do another page to redraw it, because this happens very fast. And then René van Belsen on the Twitters said that he liked it and that he thought that the looseness of the inking and the a bit confused layout added to the sense of confusion in the story, and that might actually be a very good point, so thank you for that. And what I'm aiming at here is that I don't always know what I draw. I don't always know if it's good or not. I'm not the best judge of my own stuff. So this isn't a lesson that I've learned just now, but it's a lesson that I'm learning time and time and time again, and I will probably continue learning time and time and time again because of, you know, the gut feeling you have when you're finished with a page. Sometimes it's, oh, this is fantastic, and it might be fantastic, might not. Sometimes it's a bit, oh, bleh, this is bad. I don't want to draw anymore. Yeah. Okay, anyhow. But this got me thinking a bit more about the problems of Space Monkey, because I've had two main problems up until now, one of them is that I haven't really been thinking too much about the choices that people can vote on. And these are a lot more essential to the story than I thought originally. I thought originally that I could do it all smoke and mirrors and have two or three choices that would not affect the storytelling all that much. But that's impossible. I have to put more effort into making each choice kick ass, because the voting is probably one of the funnest parts of the comic. The second problem is that with the structure of each page, because of the voting, because I have a half page to get to the next vote, and I need to make that half page funny in itself, and I need to set up the new vote. So every Space Monkey so far has had a rhythm to the storytelling, which is kind of it always ends with a cliffhanger, and you know that kind of storytelling will get tiring after a while. So I need to figure out new ways of setting up the vote, new ways of getting the reader there, and not always ending on these cliffhangers. And basically, I need to probably draw less and think more about Space Monkey. I think that's it. I think I'll just end this little audio boo by saying, boo! Goodbye.